Hi, I'm Elena C., welcoming you backstage with the New World Symphony. This week, we meet Karin Andreasen. She's a first-year violin fellow from Moorhead, Minnesota, and she spent her first 2 years of college at the University of Minnesota. It was right at the same time that the Minnesota Orchestra's current music director, Osmo Venska, was beginning his tenure, and that's maybe one reason why Karin says that Osmo is one of her musical heroes.
You know, when a new conductor comes, it's always so exciting and the start of a season. And so, I mean, I went to concerts all the time. I got to know certain orchestra members, and I just fell in love with orchestra music. I kind of feel some special connection to him.
That actually wasn't Karin's only experience with conductor Osmo Venska. He was the first conductor she played with as part of the New World Symphony. Right after she auditioned for a New World Symphony Fellowship, she was called in as a sub.
I quickly checked the schedule before I committed yes or no, and we were doing Brahms 4 with Osmo. So I was so excited to come and work with him, and he has a big personality on the podium. He's really passionate. You know, I think he had a really great time, and that came out in how he reacted with us.
When Karin first started thinking about and working toward a career in music, she had absolutely no intentions of becoming an orchestral violinist. It just wasn't something she wanted to do.
I guess I didn't really know what it was to be an orchestral musician. It's a different skill. It's, you know, focusing on excerpts and things like that and being a part of a much larger thing. I guess at that time, orchestra just wasn't really what I wanted to do because I had never been that exposed to an orchestra of such a high level.
But her dreams changed after spending some time in Austria as a music student. She was there during the 250th anniversary of Mozart's birth, and it was an experience that really changed her perspective on orchestral playing.
I think in some way, I think being over there, there was a certain way of how it was played, and people just kind of understood that, and you just kind of figured out how that was by playing it with people who knew that. There are certain moments when I think this is the most beautiful thing ever written.
And something else that changed her perspective on orchestral playing? Working with Michael Tilson Thomas and the New World Symphony on one of Aaron Copland's symphonies earlier this season.
The Copland 3 was one of my favorite musical moments with him. The Copland seemed so personal to him. It was interesting, he would say things like, he would refer to Copland as Aaron. And when you hear, you know, a conductor talk about a certain composer that, you know, you knew from a commercial that you heard a long time ago, it becomes personal to you as well. Playing Copland 3 with him would be one of my most favorite because I could see how much it meant to him. And to play for somebody like that, it makes it such a more heartfelt performance. And you're really putting your heart out there, not just for the music, but for the person who's conducting you.
Karin has an interesting perspective on working with the New World Symphony. It's the perfect place, she says, for pre-professionals.
It's a wonderful place to be when you're in transition. It's hard in some ways because you know you're not going to stay here. I mean, you're making connections and things like that, but knowing that you're going to leave is somewhat strange.
But that strangeness is more than offset by the positive and supportive atmosphere that surrounds the fellows in the New World Symphony.
You know, people, you know, wish you all the best for your auditions, want to know how it goes, and off, you know, you can play for me anytime. Things like that. So I think those are all things that help you musically to grow. It's, you know, constant motivation, and I wouldn't necessarily say competition because I feel that everyone here is really supportive. So it's not a matter of like trying to beat somebody out. I always feel that people really just want you to be successful, just like they want to be successful.
That was first-year violin fellow Karin Andreasen. I'm Elena C., and I hope you'll join me again next week as we go backstage with the New World Symphony right here on Classical South Florida.